This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian officials Tuesday described the first wave of tanks the country will receive following pledges last week from its Western allies. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukraine Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says in the first wave of contributions, the armed forces of Ukraine will receive from 120 to 140 Western model tanks, adding that these will include German-made Leopards, British Challengers, and US M1 Abrams. Kuleba has declined to name specific countries contributing, saying many of them still have to make formal decisions in accordance with their internal procedures. However, he said that 12 states have pledged tanks so far, and Kyiv was working to persuade others to join. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
As Ukraine won support Tuesday from Baltic nations and Poland in its quest to obtain Western fighter jets, there were no signs that larger nations like the U.S. and Britain have changed their stance of refusing to provide the warplanes to Kyiv after nearly a year of battling Russia's invading forces. When asked Monday about sending U.S. F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine, U.S. President Joe Biden answered simply no. When asked the same question Tuesday, Biden had revised his answer to "we will talk." Meanwhile, in Paris Tuesday, when asked about supplying fighter jets to Ukraine, French Defense Minister Sébastien Lecornu told reporters there is no taboo against it. He added that France and Ukraine had already discussed training Ukrainian pilots to fly French fighter jets, but no decision has yet been taken to send jets to Ukraine. The French Defense Minister made the comments to reporters following a meeting with his Ukrainian counterpart, Alexei Reznikov, in Paris. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. Following talks with both Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken Tuesday said he'd heard a concern about the current state of affairs in the region from both sides. Blinken arrived in the region Sunday amidst one of the deadliest periods of fighting in years between Israelis and Palestinians. An Israeli military raid Thursday killed 10 Palestinians in the Flashpoint West Bank town of Jenin, while a Palestinian gunman killed 7 people outside a synagogue in East Jerusalem Friday. Speaking Tuesday from the U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem following talks with President Abbas, Blinken said he'd also heard from both sides a willingness to de-escalate the situation.
Across my meetings with Israel's government, the Palestinian Authority, our partners in Cairo, I heard a deep concern about the current trajectory. But I also heard constructive ideas for practical steps that each side can take to lower the temperature, to foster greater cooperation, to bolster people's security. And so I've asked senior members of my team to stay on in the region and continue discussions on how these steps might actually be advanced.
Blinken said the U.S. remains committed to the two-state solution to the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. Pope Francis has arrived in the capital of the Democratic Republic of Congo Tuesday for his long-awaited 6-day visit to the African continent, which includes a trip to South Sudan. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Francis arrives on a red carpet in his wheelchair and greets delegates and is led inside the airport reception and waits with other officials in simple seats. Aid groups are hoping Francis' trip will shine a spotlight on some of the world's forgotten conflicts and rekindle international attention on humanitarian crises amid donor fatigue and new aid priorities in Ukraine. Francis' trip will also bring him face-to-face with the future of the Catholic Church. Africa is one of the only places in the world where the Catholic flock is growing. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Striking workers disrupted French refinery deliveries, public transportation, and schools Tuesday in a second day of nationwide protests over President Emmanuel Macron's plan to make people work longer before retirement. Huge crowds marched through cities across France to denounce a reform that raises the retirement age by 2 years to 64 and poses a test of Macron's ability to push through change now that he's lost his working majority in Parliament. On France's railroad networks, only 1 in 3 high-speed trains were operating, and even fewer local and regional trains. Services on the Paris Metro were thrown into disarray. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.